You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
It's the fourth episode of the Raw Avenue, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, man. We finally got the official studio, man. It's a nice setup, man. We're here downtown.
Shout out to Dave from Podcast Detroit.
Dexter Dave, man.
Yes, sir.
You feel me?
So, how y'all doing today, man? It's feeling good, man. Looks, you know what I'm saying? Nice studio.
Yeah, it's smooth. Today's been a good day for me, man.
Yeah.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
Got your drink going on?
Nah, not even that, man. It's been a little active day. It's been interesting. Okay. We'll get into that.
Okay. Let's introduce ourselves, you know?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm Josh Bruce, first co-host.
So unassuming. Man.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just Josh Bruce.
Which, I mean, that's what I am.
You are a killer. I seen you at work, but all right, come on.
Oh, man. All right, so yeah, and I'm Darwin. How everybody doing out there? You know, hope everybody blessed. You know,
they the
so.
Same nigga. They both be trying to play roles. I'm just Darwin.
Oh, no. Ask me.
What's your YouTube intro? The creator.
Oh, yeah, the producer. You
the
feel
producer.
Me?
The producer.
But this ain't about me, man. We just people right now. You know what I'm saying? We ain't promoting nothing.
I mean,
I'm always promoting something. If anybody want to give me some money, I'll take it. I do just about anything.
What's your name? Lord Fly Benny.
Man, listen. Lord Fly, fly some more, man. Bend your knees and repent.
No.
And I got my wife in here.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Fly.
No, you got to come to the mic, love.
Miss Fly.
Hi.
She wasn't supposed to be here, but you know.
I wasn't.
She's filling in for a couple people.
She's not filling in. It just happened like this.
This how life work.
Yeah, you feel me?
You know what I'm
they might like her. I'm gonna get some liquor in there. She gonna get talking crazy because it's my twin and shit. She be trying to play roles.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
So what's up? What's going on?
Nothing, man. I just wanted to first talk about that personality test that you sent us in the group chat.
Oh yeah. Let me pull out my phone.
Man, you might as well pull it out. And because I got advocate.
You said better than the
I was amazed to see that out of all the people who I had take that test, like I know like three other people that got advocates, bro. I was happy about that.
That's fake. Y'all not
advocates. No, that's real, bro.
Oh yeah, both are
you
advocates.
You know what did I know. But you know what did mess me up though? Like when you go at the bottom and you see
who else they say.
Yeah, like the famous people, I guess, or whatever that's like your
I didn't see that. I didn't see the famous part.
You gotta scroll down or whatever. But anyways, bro, like for advocate it says like Martin Luther King, then it say Nelson Mandela, then it said Lady Gaga, bro. And I was like, I don't wanna be associated with
I can
with
see
lady.
That. I can see you being Lady Gaga. Like, I can see it.
I would never dress up in a meat suit.
What is a meat suit?
Bro, she literally, for one of the award shows, she dressed up in raw meat. Like, she had an outfit made out of raw meat.
Oh, she wanted to stop eating. She advocating for vegetarian or veganism, probably. That's what that was. That shit probably stunk.
Oh, I see it.
It was some demonic stuff, bro.
That's not, no. She probably advocacy or advocate. She probably was advocating for vegetarian.
Bro, she got on top of her head, too, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It was some blood. All that blood on you. That's some demonic stuff.
No, I think I can see you doing it.
No, I would never
I can't
do that.
See Darwin doing it,
thank you.
You
thank
too. You would help him. You would put the meat on him.
Pause.
Pause for that, man. But nah.
Play.
We are holy men, bro. We serve an awesome God.
Yeah, you feel me? Exactly.
Like
you feel me? The Most High.
Yeah, God would.
The Most High. He don't like that.
he boiling over there.
No, I'm not. I was just looking at this like this. All right.
No, I'm about to pull some shit up. I got to play it on the mic just so the fans can hear this, man.
What you about to play that little one?
Don't tell him you about to play it, bro.
No, hold on.
Get the fuck up.
Hey, man. So
Darwin is the greatest producer I've ever met, man. He has some crazy songs.
Thank you, bro.
You got to run for president after Kanye.
SoundCloud.com/AccomplicePLCE. Beats for sale. I got a beat tape coming soon. It's called Inertia.
We've been waiting on that.
Coming to all streaming platforms.
I gotta show you something. I be promoting them on this motherfucker? But it's a company, bro. They basically do most of your distribution.
United Masters?
Yeah. I was just talking to Big. Did I talk to you about that when I called you?
No,
I was telling Big Freaky about that, man. Hey, man, the Bel Air bully JT, man. Y'all look out for him too. That boy going crazy.
Man, for real.
I'm waiting on Accomplice and him to link up, and you know what I'm saying? I need something to ride to.
Yeah, Big Freaky got to quit playing, bro. Yeah. I mean, JT.
No, that big, big, like, we know him as Big Freaky. Like, that's who he is. Yeah. He Big Freaky. Wifey, how you doing, love?
That's y'all something different.
How you doing, love?
I'm glad y'all
doing. Like, y'all really something different.
Like what? You see, it's like, what?
Oh, so, yeah, I am. Like I said, boom. So, you know, my girl, she from.
Hey, I just want to play this.
Well, that's not me.
This ain't got nothing to do with Laura Fly. His time coming up next. But this is real important.
Everything between me and him, regardless of how we may deal with everybody else, I'm 100 with him. He 100
that's
with
Bun
me.
B talking.
That's the only way we going to make it. From the beginning, it's always been weak. Ain't never been weak.
And watch this, Bun.
Watch this,
Bun. I'm going to say this to these niggas out there that think this shit is cool, but it ain't cool. Me and this man ain't never been
putting in
no room together with no hoes, pulling no orgy type shit or doing none of that hoe ass shit you niggas out there be doing, thinking you doing some fly shit. Nigga, if you're in a room naked with some other niggas and some broad, them niggas looking at your ass. that shit is gay. And you need to get on some other shit. Me and this man got nothing but respect.
Hey, Dave, I don't know why he played this.
Dave. Freaks. We some family men.
Hey, Dave.
We some family men. We getting the paper. You feel me?
Honestly, if you want to do stuff like that, we've got an input that plugs into your head.
Oh, that's fire.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Right. See, we getting used to this stuff. Yeah.
Hey, Dave, I don't know how you played that, though, because I think you're going to edit it. And when you listen to it, you're going to be like, what the fuck?
No, Dave going to agree, because he a family man.
I'm just saying, that ain't had nothing to do with the conversation. But,
yes, it did.
That was on your heart.
Yeah. Your part coming soon, though. We just going to give it, we going to ease it in on the people. Yeah.
All right, man, we need to go back to the personality test, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, so I got advocate. I had to really, I mean, I know what an advocate is, but I had to really just.
So what's the biggest thing y'all think y'all advocate for by y'all being advocates? Like, if you had the ultimate advocacy to be an advocate.
I advocate for good talent.
That's your biggest?
Well, I mean, I'm surrounded.
Drake. He about to mention Drake.
No,
Drake alert.
I'm not surrounded. Like I said, Darwin is a producer. Not only is he my friend, I think he's a great producer. I got my best friend I've known for since I was a kid, who's a rapper. He goes by B3. I think he's really good at what he does. So, you know, I advocate for my friends who got talent. So all my friends that got talent, you know,
that's true.
I'm gonna say this, y'all are advocates because y'all good brothers advocated for me. And this week
we did,
yeah,
we did. We
y'all
saved.
Got me out that jam. You
we saved Black Love.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
Got me out that jam.
Yeah.
When a lot of people want to destroy it,
you feel me?
We saved it.
I'd have been walking in the rain with no umbrella.
Yeah,
I got a car. I just been walking.
You would have.
So let's get back on topic, Justin. So I guess
we all took a quiz on
was on a website called 16personalities.com.
They don't get no promotion. Fuck them. It's called 13personalities.org.
Just give them
they
do, man.
Yeah, it's love. They
Dave ain't doing this shit for free. Tell them, Dave, we don't do shit for free.
Dave's just trying to listen to our podcast.
I mean, every now and then.
It's if you like them or not. If you like them or not.
No, we get behind some like nonprofit organizations and that kind of.
See, and that's what we are pretty much. We help people.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
They lying, Dave.
A lot higher, but I don't want them to be.
You said what? Say that one more time.
I said our prices could be a lot higher, but I don't want them to be.
That's fire. I fuck with Dave. Hey, well, I was just talking about greed earlier with my girl. You feel me? She was like, I asked her, like, am I being greedy? She like, yeah. And like, that's how, that'd be
you
your
are
down.
Greedy.
That is the downfall. Of,
you are greedy. You
know, I'm not greedy, bro.
You got to balance. A little greed is good. Oh, my mic isn't even.
Yeah.
A little greed is good.
Right.
Being like excessive. Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be Scrooge.
I do want to. Come on. Like, it look fun to dive in some money,
that's
though.
Scrooge.
Like, but
that's
I need
Scrooge.
Some like
that
I want. Yeah. I want to put the money in the.
Nah, you do too much.
Who me?
Yes,
for real.
You are greedy.
So stop.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes.
Whatever the woman say, that goes.
For real.
Yes.
I don't fly turned
that,
up.
That's
enough.
How that works.
No, I ain't turned up enough.
Don't
make me play Prince.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Uh-huh.
She don't know what's good for. I know it's good.
So, look.
I know
what's
good.
It's a couple personality types, and there are subdivisions within these personality types. You have the analyst. Underneath that, you have the architects.
Say the EN, like the technical terms, like ENTP dash, whatever.
I mean, that's not important. It's like, it's
scientists that listen to us, bro.
let me just get through the architects, man. Come on. So you got the architects.
Archetypes.
No, I say architect. This is where you at.
My bad.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So the architect has an imaginative, they are imaginative and strategic thinkers with a plan for everything. I'm surprised you didn't get that one. But this is still your division. You just didn't get architect. Then you have
logician,
innovative inventors with an unquenchable thirst for knowledge.
Oh, that's definitely that nigga No Faith Game, because he
got that, but he didn't get this one though. I don't know what his is. I got to get to it. Justin got debater, which is the last one of this section. It says smart and curious thinkers who cannot resist an intellectual challenge. That is you for sure. That is you.
Yeah,
that's how you get into your conundrums. You feel me? Because you be when somebody challenge your brain, you just get sucked into stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm gonna stop that.
The next area is diplomats, which is what me and Josh and Ari are under. And the first one is advocate, which is us.
Oh, so it's subgroups, unlike
it's subgroups. So it's like
inside, we
diplomats. You know what I'm saying? And so underneath the first one is advocate. It say the advocates are quiet and mystical, yet very inspiring and tireless idealists.
Josh is a murderer, so he's not quiet. I'm talking about these women. Like, you a lady killer.
No, I'm not.
007?
Yeah.
Shaking, not stud. Shaking, not stud.
Yeah, like, he quiet for a reason.
Yo, my dad loved James Bond, bro.
Straight?
Yeah. Like, the old ones. I mean, like, he...
Yeah, that's... You know. It's some shit to get into.
Like, what's my man's name, bro?
I don't know that.
Sean Connery.
Yeah, there you go. We need an old motherfucker to tell us. Shout out. Hey, you got to keep an old motherfucker around.
Bro, he was the best one, bro. I ain't going to lie. Yeah, Sean Connery is the best one to me.
Oh, okay.
I ain't going to lie. He was smooth. From Russia with Love. We need to watch that.
What's that? What was Octopussy? Who was that?
That was Roger Moore.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He was older, right?
Look, that's the only one.
What?
Octopussy.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's real movie title.
Yeah.
It's just... Only he would have brought it up, though. Look at him. Look in his eyes.
I'm a freak.
We know. Everybody don't need to know that.
See, look.
No, me and my wife are freak together.
No. Right. But everybody don't need to know
that. Why he ain't say that first?
Right.
I'm a freak for her. She took my virginity, and she turned me out. She turned me out.
Yeah, okay.
So Greg is under the Sentinels.
Greg fucked up.
The first thing, yeah, he is. under the first division of Sentinels is a logistician, and it says practical and fact-minded individuals whose reliability cannot be
doubted. Y'all want some Patron
doubted.
Another Long Island?
Would you let him talk?
Patron Island.
No, I'm cool.
Man. He's
already got like, what, 6 different alcohols.
Nah, man, it needs some more. You drinking yours slow, man. Come on.
I gotta
try. I mean, yeah, but
you got to get wasted.
You sounded like him.
No, I'm just saying, don't get wasted.
He advocate. He's an advocate. He's advocating for you to drink some more.
Oh well, I'm going to advocate for myself, and you know,
decline. And I want my wife to drink some more.
Yeah. So the last one. So I guess it's four big groups. The last one is explorers. And underneath that, you have Virtuoso.
Explorer's probably one that, like, do acid and shit. Like, the people who just...
No, it don't say nothing about that freaky stuff.
No, I'm just saying, like, the unicorns. Remember we talk about unicorns with Freaky Auntie? You remember Freaky Auntie, don't you?
Yeah.
She explore. She seen... You remember
that? I can see that.
That one shit. We ain't gonna talk
Let
about that
Let me read
one
this
shit.
Up. Yeah. Yeah.
We going into things we don't need to
be... Right! The boils.
This...
Yeah. Yo. All right, we chilling. The first subdivision is Virtuoso.
Oh, my God.
Virtuoso, it says bold and practical experimenters, masters of all kinds of tools. The next one is adventurer, flexible and charming artist.
Oh, shit.
Always ready to explore and experience something new. Entrepreneur, smart, energetic, and very perceptive people who truly enjoy living life on the edge. And the last one is entertainer, spontaneous, energetic, and enthusiastic people. Life is never boring around them. I had Naya take this quiz, and she got entertainer. I had my girlfriend take this quiz a long time ago, and she got console, which is the last of the Sentinels. And it says that a console is...
Hey, I got some people from down south that's calling in, and they country is hell. Like, y'all got to hear this. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
They country.
You going to call them back?
Yeah, they country. You got to hear this shit. What's the wire, bro?
What's up?
Shit, man, doing this little podcast shit. You gotta say what's up to the people on some real player shit.
All right, what's up, man? You know what's going on.
Hey, man, talk to that big 20 shit. Hey, come here, man. It's my business. You hear me? Big jump, yeah. Come on, man. Hey, I love y'all boys. I'm gonna hit you back though.
What's the country
like? All type of player
three
shit.
Words one. No, 3 words of one.
Country bumpkin.
They be saying like a quick phrase. It's like 3 words in one, but it's like super country. So it sound like one word.
Fuck
ass
nigga.
No.
Mayonnaise.
No, not mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, a lot of people in here.
No. Look, that's fire.
That's fire.
That's
yo, that is fire. I don't know what Josh talking about.
We say it all the time.
I ain't no juice, babe.
It's a turn.
You want some wine in your cup? If I put some wine in your Patron, you
real fast.
All right.
It's going to be fucked up.
I'm not driving.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, for the record.
Yo, can we see if we get the Zoom stuff working? What's up with Ari and Greg, bro? Or are we just not depending on them?
Nah,
right
fuck
now?
Them.
We don't got to say that. But.
Can we get somebody funny in here on the Zoom link, bro?
We need Twine.
What's going on? Everybody talk about their day, man. What's going on? Run it down real quick.
So this will make my day interesting.
But don't drag it, though.
Damn.
No, I'm just saying, because it's going to be hard for me not to drag mine. You feel me?
You the longest one. You long-winded, bro.
Yeah, I am.
You real long-winded.
I took accountability, bro.
That's what's up.
Come on.
You not a woman, so you do that. We do that.
I got a lot to say, man. Men go through a lot of stuff.
We do.
Y'all do.
See, y'all, all the women out there, heard it from
a woman. Listen to Miss Laura Fly.
If somebody joins the Zoom, I'll let you know.
Cool.
All right, so boom.
You sent out the link?
So
yeah, I sent it to
okay.
You.
Today was the first time my girl met my family and shit.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, but my people different.
Yeah.
They kind of said some different shit.
What did they say?
It wasn't different.
What's the
shit.
Worst thing they said?
She ain't saying anything. Nothing bad, but like that's like this.
No, we want her to talk.
This I'm on the saying, introduction. Like
it
how you
wasn't bad. It was just the fact that we've been dating for a while and she was kind of curious of who I am. She just wanted to put a face with a name.
She okay. said, I ain't seen you for so long that I was thinking when I did see you, I was gonna act funny.
You the girl who been fucking my son head up.
Yep. Oh God. Yeah. Fucking me up.
Yeah.
I don't know my left or my right.
No, you do. You way better now. Look at you.
Yeah, I'm better.
Way better.
Look, this is what a good slave look like.
Good slave?
Doom, that doom, what you doom.
Hey, I seen that Harriet Tubman movie not too long ago.
What was that called?
Called Harriet Tubman. Nigga, what you talking
about? Because you know, they got different movies out and they just call it different.
Yo. Oh, you don't like black people.
How you doing? How you doing? Let me stop. I gotta...
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, black hey. That Patron goes straight to the bone. You hear me?
Yeah, there's a reason why I have these.
Keep them
up against the glass.
They gotta see this.
Because if not, this turns into a fish tank.
No, it's cool. Let them start shaking their ass, babe. You need to put a stripper pole in here.
What?
You like ass too, babe?
No, that's cool. You don't need to see shit.
All right, you gonna look for me? Just look for me.
Right.
Just tell me like that one fat. I'm like, yeah, it is.
Oh, you straight.
You see how you got out of trouble, Dave? I'm elusive.
You gotta be.
Yeah.
Oh, they really start shaking ass though.
I'm trying to tell you. I see what's going on. Babe, what they doing? I ain't looking.
He grew on his head.
Oh my God.
How was your day?
I think it was great, man. You know, I was just trying to, you know, set everything up, you know, so we could come together and do this.
Beautiful. And it was beautiful. I liked the way this turned out.
Yeah. It's a really good thing.
Hey, Dave. I don't mean to cut you off.
You
but Dave,
everybody.
I apologize. But Dave, you don't understand how many crackheads used to be sleep outside this building right here. I went to school around the corner.
Oh no, I'm well aware. I've been here for 2 years. I came to Cass Corner probably before y'all while y'all were still in grade school.
Yeah, but
I've been down here for a minute.
It get busy. I'm talking about like, hey, I just go to school around the corner. They used to just shit on the slide where we used to play. Like, why y'all doing that? Like,
I mean, they had nowhere else to do.
On the slide.
Where, I mean, come on, bro.
But it's just shit on the swing. How do you shit on the swing?
Listen, bro.
You got to be dedicated.
You got to balance yourself. And you on crack. That's some skill.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Just because you're homeless does not mean you're on crack.
That's a fact. Just because you're homeless, that don't mean you shit on slides either. That was just that.
Well, I thought you were saying crack.
Darwin, how was your day?
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Thank you.
He was still talking about his day. I cut him off.
You was no, I mean, I was pretty much done. I'm just saying.
I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Please. Woke up today, you know. My lady was, she had a client. And so, yeah. Yeah.
No, this is live.
Yeah, so he don't care. He'll do it live. And then, listen,
I'm getting sponsors off of this.
What?
I'm gonna start Cirillus? My. I'm gonna start my OnlyFans off of this.
You're not doing that.
No. What you mean?
You're not.
I'll put a mask on you.
No. All right. Well, she not having it. No. So anyway,
it is just me be shaking my meat side to side, just slapping my thighs.
I don't want to mention that.
Yeah, me either.
Hey, like just selling that. You need some more drink in your drink. You got a pussy island,
man.
Get a. You need a grown island. That's a childish Long Island. Hey, no, fuck that. Hey, a couple weekends ago though, he was dancing like,
oh,
oh
hey,
my god, off that Duce.
Yo, Josh was going crazy at that.
Going hard. So you don't want to talk about that? You don't want to advocate for that?
Finish your day, man. Cut you off.
Yeah,
Patron
yeah.
Cut you off. Not him. It's
yeah.
Patron, bro.
We should have never gave him that.
No. I mean, he came in with it regardless. So.
Look, that's the sign that somebody got a problem.
I don't have a problem because they still selling it. If they run out, then I got a problem.
Like crack
is. Yeah.
They run out of crack?
No, they run out of money.
We can sell out of court right now.
Sure they find
for $20. Anyway. Woke up, my lady had a couple clients and stuff like that.
Black entrepreneurship.
I had a craving for some Chick-fil-A. I didn't get Chick-fil-A. I went to a black-owned chicken sandwich spot called Durden's
Catering. Oh, you talking about you got the gripper?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the food gripper truck. I grabbed a chicken sandwich with some Parmesan fries.
That's fire.
And I ended up grabbing some chicken tenders as well. They are waiting for me at my girlfriend's house right now. I've been making beats for like about 10 years and I just got my first sale like maybe like 2 weeks ago, and I got another sale today, so I'm extremely proud of myself. Awesome. For standing firm on my own value. You know, a lot of times when you're doing things for a long time, you can get frustrated and kind of want things to go your way faster. And by doing that, you can lower the value of your own product and in turn lower the own belief in yourself. So I'm proud of myself, not only that I made that money, but really that I stood firm on what I thought my product was worth. And I stood firm on that for 10 years. And, now I'm in a position where people are finally seeing my product how I see it, and I think that's
that's great, man.
Yeah, it's a feeling I really can't describe. You know what I'm saying? So,
and I think that's what it's supposed to be. You know, like, excuse me, when we had that conversation on the phone about people just, you know, worrying about money.
And that was fire too, Josh. You sent that in the group chat about that
bro,
was beautiful.
No, and that's the truth, bro.
And I be feeling like that be me sometimes.
That's the truth, bro.
You're not supposed to stress up. Dave, would you consider yourself a fairly successful man? Fairly successful? Fairly.
I mean, depends on your point of view.
Financially successful.
He said, I asked him earlier.
Do you like it's a difference when your money is liquid, so it's not, it might not be in your pocket, but it's coming back.
You know, honestly, though, it all depends. I mean, am I where I want to? And this is am I where I want to be? No. Am I doing better than other people? Yeah.
And you
am I doing worse than some other people? Yeah.
But are you actively, you feel like you're actively going towards your goal, right?
Trying to be, yeah.
As long as you're actively going towards your goal and you feel like you got
some
money.
These last 4 months have been a hiccup and a half, but yeah.
I think
oh, yeah, you can't control that. You feel me?
I think you would have to ask him and base it off your scale of how you judge things, of what you think success is. Because I asked him.
I said financially.
Yeah, no, but I just wanted to ask him.
But see,
I
like,
said, are you still working a
financially
regular job?
Financially means different things to different people.
Exactly.
Like, dude, there are people that, you know, might have 7-8 figures in the bank.
Was debt.
But it's still not where they want to be, or they're still not where they feel they need to be.
So what my scale was, I asked him,
okay,
I said,
that's fire. So it's
I
like,
said,
you got to be
still
comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but it's like, are you, I don't want to keep talking.
Yeah. I just asked him based off my scale. I said, are you still working a regular job? He said, yes, he is technically. Sometimes he still does consulting, but most of the time he's here. That's a win to me. He's living his dream. Yeah, on some level.
I work with my body. Like, I'm saying, like, I'm saying, like, I physically do labor. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you're doing something you can use your mind. So I feel like you a step further. Hey, he can't
come. No, but there's, dude, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, dude, like,
it is.
The world needs.
I heard. That's why I'm drinking right now.
Like, I can't pour a cement patio. I can't put up, like, I can't frame a room with 2x4s and shit. Like, that's not my skill set.
That's skill trade, though. Skill trade is different.
Yeah.
Skill trade is different. I'm just, you know.
No, dude, my neighbor's a cement guy, and he hires guys, like, just off the street. Yeah. And they just pour cement. Like, that's all they have to do. dude, but, like, even that, dude, I'm not running wheelbarrows around people's backyards with cement and stuff. I mean, like, that's...
You could do it if you was poor enough,
I mean,
Dave.
I could.
Dave got some money. He just told us he got some money. Yeah,
I mean, I could run a marathon if there were rabid Dobermans behind me. Doesn't mean it's something I'm going to do.
Hey, me and you both, bro. Me and you both.
Some point, I just got to fight him. Like, I can't run no more. We got to fight.
Oh, I'm going hard. I'm going hard.
I'm biting him.
No.
You going to bite a Doberman?
I'll bite a dog.
You're going to die.
Yeah, you're going to die.
Yeah, you're going to die for sure.
Why don't you bite
it's over for you.
How you gonna bite a dog? You, I don't think you're gonna get
your mouth ain't even wide enough.
I bit a dog before.
He just
I think he's just talking about like a sexual encounter with a dog. That's what it sounds. That's what I take it as. I don't need to clarify. I just that's what I believe.
Never had sex with anything but a human.
That's not true. That's not true.
All right, man. I'll be getting people off the track.
We was talking about financial stuff, right?
We really kind of all over the place, but ultimately, you know, we were just talking about our days. I was just, as far as me, I was just finishing up just talking about how you got to stand firm on what you believe in, you know.
And you can't, like I told you guys, you can't, like, just, the money should not be the ultimate goal in life. Now, I'll say it from two different perspectives. Whether you are a believer or not, I feel like it applies to you regardless. I'll say it from my perspective. I feel like, how money shouldn't be the ultimate goal is because I feel like, you know, God take care of you. He will take care of your every need. You know, no matter what in life, you know, you don't have to be the richest man, because if this is kind of logical. If you go out and just strive to be the richest man, you're going to just dive into it.
You're never going to be happy.
You're never going to be happy. You're just trying to satisfy yourself, and you're going to look at the next person who's probably doing better than you, and you're trying to compete with them. It's just a bad place to be in psychologically, in my opinion.
A lot of times, people look at rich people, and they don't know what come with it, though.
They don't know.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know this person's everyday life. There's nothing wrong with having money and taking care of your family and stuff like that, but there are things that come with it.
How much from goddamn cranberry juice cost out there? Oh, this ain't
just
I thought you was
honored.
This
I own this.
I have a question.
Dave is straight G.
So, for me.
He don't deal with that stuff. He deal with his.
Dave, what? I'm going to bring you to the black party.
Okay, right? Miss Fly has a question.
I
see what you're talking about, Dave, with the
you don't really need
talk them. Straight into the mic.
Yeah, just like.
It sounds better. But yeah, Miss Fly has a question for us.
What exactly is your ultimate goal?
What you mean? Hold on, like, separately or with this podcast?
No, separately.
Y'all want,
like,
y'all,
what are your ultimate
we're gonna let Justin go first, so he don't cut off nobody else.
Right. Yeah, cool. I'm drinking Patron.
Like,
I want a lot of kids. I want 16 kids.
He not getting.
And I want all my kids to speak a different language, play an instrument, and play a sport and get good grades. And you need that through finances. I want to be able to be actively in my children's life to help raise them, because I don't want the TV to raise them. I don't want media to raise them.
That is beautiful.
And I want my wife to be happy and comfortable. I want to make a habitat that's comfortable for these people to develop to be the best them they can be. And I want that to be the best product I ever put out. And I want 16 of that. So I want them to be my investment. Yeah, there you go. And that's it. I'm gonna leave that there. It go deeper than that, but I leave that there.
He gonna make them all have sex before they do all that. That's the first step. You don't know how to fuck. You already potty trained. You don't know how to have sex.
Hey, he's on here talking about That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that's because I know him. I can say whatever I want. No, I know him.
I ain't even going to get into that, but all right.
I seen what he did. I seen what y'all wasn't there. Y'all wasn't there.
Anybody drinking with me?
Yeah, because you going crazy.
I'm not. All
right. So who goes next? You know, what I'm
Josh saying? Goes next. Next.
All right, my ultimate goal is to just, what I want to, I basically just whatever God has for me. I want His will to be done, and I want Him to
speak a little bit closer.
I want Him to, you know, come into my life and lead my steps and into exactly what He wants me to do, and whether that's you know, going out and, you know, maybe creating this podcast so people, like I said, people can come on here and express themselves, or maybe, like I said, have a business they want to come on and promote themselves, or music, whatever like that. However He wants to use me, I feel like that's my ultimate goal, is to please the Lord. Now, like I said, you go through life and
I'm sorry.
What's funny?
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm
like, they think it's like, you know, they together. Yeah.
I believe in God.
No. We have the exact same birthday. Yes, we have a lot in common, but certain things he think, I don't think. It's okay.
Latrinda, aka Miss Fly, is a good person. She got the Darwin co-stamp. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like I said, just to wrap up what I was saying, I feel like regardless of life, I feel like God is going to bless me no matter what.
Bro, you good. You going straight to heaven, bro. You going straight to heaven.
I just want to finish.
I ain't even going to lie, bro.
What if he don't? That should be so funny.
Nah, hey, if he offered me a spot, bro, and then I see Josh getting denied, I had to tell God, like, yo. Just give him my spot, bro.
Hey, what if I go? He don't.
Nah, don't do that to nobody, bro. Hell's not a good place to be. So says the Bible.
Says who? Look.
Says who?
Man, what?
He's like, I said, the horror.
Man, I just met a fine ass broad the other day in hell. Yeah. Yo, anyway, dog. Dude. All right, so it's on me?
It's on you, bro.
All right. What was her question? Let me just think about what she said again.
What is your ultimate goal in life rather than getting money?
Ultimate goal is to meet God.
It's facts, bro.
Nah.
Because I feel like, you know, if you do that, He's going to take care of whatever you need.
The ultimate goal is to be, it's multiple things. The ultimate goal is to be, what's the deal? But he's bathroom?
I got
to
get
her some. Oh, okay. Hey. The bar is underneath us. So once you go downstairs.
You sure do?
Yes.
It's COVID-19 season, bro.
But do you understand what I'm saying, though? Yeah, it's underneath this. Yes. Okay. Because you're going to see another bar. But, yo. So my ultimate goal, I don't think it's just one thing, to be honest. Like, I'm a very spiritual man. We all trying to figure out why we here. Mm-hmm. My goal is to make somebody else smile, to uplift them. If you ever been fucked up, excuse my language, if you ever been sad, or if you ever just felt misunderstood, my goal is to, like, you know what I'm saying, make you feel like you're not alone.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, it's so much going on in the world. People that you love hurt you. People that you don't know try to hurt you. The world is weird. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, to be honest, I just want to fulfill my destiny. I personally think I'm one of the greatest producers, musicians to ever live. I gotta fulfill that. I gotta push the envelope with that. And I think I'm starting to do that, just not by holding on to the music or being afraid of what people think, just letting it go, selling music even if I like it or if I feel like I want to use it for myself. If somebody want to buy it, just let it go. Okay. Because it's like, you don't know what God got planned. Exactly. And at the end of the day, I still made it, so I don't know if that person is going to get blessed to get their music heard and I can still get what I'm looking for at the same time. Just stop being afraid of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I really just want to help people. Yeah. Once I achieve that and people are saying, oh, da-da-da, Accomplice is the best producer, blah, 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 this, this, and that, then I want to get into a space where I can help create a platform for the youth. I went to a high school where... this was around the time that Kwame got arrested, and so I believe a deal was signed to where my school was supposed to be getting built. It was based It was a high school based off of a middle school called Plymouth Educational Center, somewhere on the east side. I can't remember exactly where it's at, but the middle school still exists, and they created the high school in 2008, and we were supposed to have our own building next to the middle school, but then all that stuff with Kwame happened, so it just kind of like never happened. It got put in limbo, so we ended up going to school in a recreational center for inner city youth called Youthville Detroit. At that recreational center, they had different type of programs. They had like bow and arrow, like archery. Mm-hmm. Teach you how to do it, like, you know, shoot the bow and arrow and stuff.
Did you ever do it?
No. I thought about it, though, but I just never got around to it. I was more into the technology. They had kids involved in robotics. Mm-hmm. They taught kids how to build computers from scratch. They had a media center where we had the same cameras as like that they had like at news stations and stuff like that, like the big rolling cameras and stuff that they use. So they taught us how to use that, taught us how to edit video. They had a big studio. That's where I started recording first. They had a whole bunch of stuff, had a big, huge basketball gym or whatever. So I kind of want to get more involved with stuff like that because I feel like that place really like saved my life. It's easy to get out here and get involved, you know, with the drugs. Right. It's easy to skip school and, you know, just be out here doing meaningless shit. So, you know.
Yeah, it's unfortunate a lot of people try to take the easy way out nowadays, you know.
I mean, it's about your environment. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I didn't have that place, if I didn't have an outlet to learn how to make beats after I got out of school and it was only basketball, everybody ain't playing basketball, bro. Right. You dig what I'm saying? Like, so if I didn't have that, I don't even know where I'd be. You know what I'm saying? Because it's too easy to get involved into some bullshit, bro. Yeah. It's very easy. I know people who was sniffing coke. I know people who was just getting blowed as hell after school, like not coming to school the next day, or their parents didn't care. Maybe their parents didn't care. You know, it's hurt people hurt people. Mm-hmm. Some people's parents still ain't dealing with the stuff that was happening to them, so they don't know how to love their kids the proper way. Like, I know kids who was smart, but their parents just wasn't really. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's all type of situations, you know what I'm saying? And it's different variables. So, you know, once I get some money, you know, I kind of want to, like, open up something like that again. Because Youthville Detroit is gone. Like, yes. My school got shut down, like, a couple years after I graduated. And somebody else bought that building. It was right on West Grand Boulevard and Woodward. So, you know.
Nah, do
the building is still there. But
do producers open labels or is that just like rappers?
DJ Mustard has a label called 10 Summers, which to which he signed LMA.
More alcohol.
What is that?
As we should. I know you babysitting yours.
This for Josh. Since Josh don't want to drink no Patron, I got him another Long Island.
Why would you do that? And I even barely finished the first one.
Because today you got to put on your man dick.
I thought you loved.
Is that
your
is
money.
That for Josh for real? Is that
yeah,
for that,
no, that's for him. Put the baby dick away.
If he don't want to give it to me, I'm be the first one to say it. I'm just saying.
I have a question.
Why would you say that, bro?
I'm just saying.
How do y'all feel about marriage?
Marriage is, you're supposed to get married.
My girlfriend gets upset when I speak about my opinion on marriage. So.
Look. I need a
come she on, ain't bro. Here.
What you mean?
What's your opinion
bro, you
about
really
marriage?
Been babysitting that for like an hour, bro.
Bro, you know I'm not no super.
Darwin.
I ain't saying down it in 5 seconds. Nah, she be getting mad at me.
I don't know what he thinks.
She get mad at me when I speak about it.
What's wrong with marriage?
I want to be married.
I think it's weird. I think it's weird. Like, what was people doing? What was
hold
people?
On. Josh, you're not going to drink that, bro. They came from my
we're
heart.
Not going to make it an issue. Bro. Yeah, we ain't going
to. I'm not.
He thinks you are the devil now.
They so came
from my heart. I know how drink you it. Are when you're on alcohol, bro. So, you try to influence, you know what I'm saying, other people. You influence it. Now, the Patron has
fashion over men.
So.
Send my boy a check.
No, I'm saying like
he an influencer.
Yeah.
He wear all that stuff.
When he's not drinking, he's a good influence. But when the Patron takes him over,
no, he's a bad influence when he's not drinking too.
No, we had some good conversations.
No, that's the part you don't understand.
No.
Okay, find out the hard way.
You and Justin have really good conversations.
I'm glad this is being documented. Josh is going to find out the hard way. That's the name of this episode. Josh going to find out the hard way.
Dave, why they trying to demonize me, bro?
Dude, I'm the new guy in this crowd. I'm kind of soaking all this. And don't get me wrong. Like, among my friends, my supervillain name is the Enabler.
Because, oh, that's him.
Because I think in my friend group, I'm you. Yeah. Like, because I'm the guy, like, I don't get hangovers. I have a really high tolerance. And so, like, I'm the guy that's like, shots. What are we doing?
And Dave about his business, bro. You about your business, bro.
Or I just show up with shots. Like, people.
But that
like,
don't make you a bad person.
No, nah, I like Dave.
You're black version of Dave.
It depends on who's making that analysis. There are some people that view me as a bad person because they're not ready for it.
Hey, Dave, you got to take the personality test. I'm curious. Hey, send Dave the personality test.
Bro, it's 50 questions, but it's like the kind of strongly disagree. I would like to see what Dave is, honestly. Send Dave the link, bro. All right,
we'll do that.
Like, he don't have to take it now, but just send it to him.
But no, I want to hear. No, Trent, can you ask him?
Yeah, what was the question?
No,
what's wrong with marriage?
No,
I just want to say one thing as far as this marriage thing, right?
Come on, bro.
Oh, he's going crazy.
Yes, leave that alone.
Oh, he loses his
bro.
Don't play.
All right, cool. All right.
So,
cool.
You driving?
No, she ain't driving. Shit.
Excuse me.
You a murderer.
I'm
a murderer.
I'm Mrs. Frizzle.
What?
Was her name? That was her name.
From
Frizzle?
The Magic School Bus?
Yes.
You didn't watch. You didn't watch no cartoons, bro.
Fuck, I did. I ain't had cable.
You
I watched Mrs. Frizzle. I didn't have cable. I'm a PBS kid.
He just poisoned people. Yes. Anyway, what was people doing? People who were in love before the establishment of the government.
Come on, man. Good brother.
What was going on?
Good man.
How were they getting married? How were they
good man
stamping their love? How is that happening? I just think that's I want right,
you,
somebody.
Do you want me to stop? You understand the history of marriage? Yes.
I don't understand.
I kind of do.
Okay.
No. Let he Dave. He don't understand nothing, Dave. I'm getting sick of this.
No, I want to hear Dave. What's
yeah, let me hear Dave. Yeah,
no, so from a historical perspective, it was a contractual agreement. Like women were property. It was basically to either ally families or ally fortunes or to, you know, get some sort of financial incentive.
See, that's fire. That's like Game of Thrones, what he's describing.
That's exactly where marriage comes from.
That's exactly like that.
But that's not what it is now.
No, it's I like you. I want to split half my money up with you.
And then we're going to get the government. It's like a threesome.
I don't fuck with that threesome.
Yeah, me either. Mm-mm. Me either. I don't like the government like that.
Only one dick going to my girl.
I mean, salute to Trump, though. Yeah, salute to Trump.
It ain't my dick and the government dick going to you, is it? It's just mine.
So you do feel the same way he feels.
We got a lot of similarities on this. We talked about
here's
this.
The thing. The older I've gotten, the more I've come to believe that marriage should be more like leasing a car instead of buying one.
Dave is shutting the country down, ladies and gentlemen. The Raw Avenue, episode 4.
It should be like there's a like, you know, 3 years at most, maybe, you know, maybe 5 on the outside. And you walk into it with agreements, and if there's kids, this is how that gets handled and all that stuff.
That's fine.
And hey, at the end of that term, you can buy the car you leased if you want to,
or
you can trade out.
But that's like dating. That's the dating. That's like you talking about lease to own
dating,
type shit.
Dating
that sounds
like
benefits. A lease to own type of agreement.
Dating with the benefits.
Well, but
though.
So there
but
are,
you already dated.
Dude, there are financial and realistic incentives to being
what
married. Like you have
on,
health
bro?
Insurance. You have.
You shut up when he on our side.
No,
that's
I mean there's health
nah,
insurance.
I gotta,
there's property. There's a whole
shoulders.
Lot of stuff that can be of benefit.
You against
to being married?
Right, and I agree with you. I was telling my wife here that you know people was trading their daughters for goats.
Man, they was.
You know what I'm saying?
A dowry. That was the thing.
That yeah. Like if you had daughters, you was rich. Like that's where it really come from. And I was telling her that I don't need anyone to pronounce me. When they say about the power,
so it's better for you to have daughters.
In a way, your boys can work the land for you. If you talking about the
but
Lord,
the daughters is gonna make sure the dynasty. The
daughters is like that lump sum. You feel me?
Yeah, no, because your son carries your name, so look at again from a tradition perspective,
right.
Daughters will be more expensive for you because in today's day and age, it's the bride's dad that pays for the wedding or the bride's family that pays for the wedding.
I mean, it's supposed to be that way.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not against marriage, though. Like, you know, if you find somebody that's for you, but I just think that people, it's more of a fantasy.
We ain't signing nothing.
It's more of a fantasy for women, though.
He don't want no papers
or nothing. No, it's our word.
So it ain't no marriage.
No, it is a marriage. No, no, that is a marriage.
No, it is. That's what I said.
Listen, if I say, will you take me?
He's a con artist.
Listen. Yes, like, how are you, like, yeah. How can you? He said.
How much car like it is?
Listen, he said.
If I say.
If I ask you to marry me.
And you say yes.
And you say yes.
We married.
You're my, like, that's you're married. I said, how does that go?
That's not true. Because if he cheat, then he going to bring it up. Like, oh, shit, we
ain't married.
The government.
You know what I'm saying?
That sound like insecurities. That sound like insecurities. That sound like fear. Ain't no fear in this. Love me all the way. I love you all the way in your entirety. Right. With no fear.
You're not putting nothing up, though.
Nothing. Like,
you're not putting nothing up to uphold that promise. Like,
nothing. So it's just.
I will put something up, like.
No, it's just like.
Right now, like, without us being having that.
That's the government.
That's the government. The government not in there. The government not going to pay my bills.
They're going to make sure
the government not
going to
raise my children.
They're going to make sure she can have your cheese if you're lying.
What if she get more money than me? Then I get half of hers. We're not talking about that.
You're not listening.
You're not listening, sir.
Bruh. The difference is the government going to make sure that she gets half?
I don't need
cheese.
The government. We not married to the government.
She
I don't fuck with
the government.
I don't do no census. I don't do none of that. I don't vote.
Why don't you do a census? What's wrong with census?
Stop playing. We govern ourselves. Like, we gotta know that, especially as black people, bro. We got to start governing ourselves. They've been governing us.
You know that's not really smart, right?
They said they're supposed to give us some money every like, I think, what, 55?
It's, yeah, because the census is what governs, like, how much federal spending comes into the area and all that stuff. So, like, all that. And I get it, the whole, like,
it's almost.
I don't want to be tracked. I don't want to be like, I'm a security freak. Like,
I
get that.
Even social security numbers. Like, I don't even know if I want my kids to have social security numbers. I don't know if, like, I feel like we should be it should be your choice whether you want to buy into social security or not. Type shit.
I can see that.
I told him his kids is not going to exist. Like,
she said that.
Like,
but they're breathing. They're breathing.
They're not going
to
be able
they're
to
walking.
Get in school.
They're talking.
They're not going
to
be
we
able to.
We get into some real deep
do
stuff.
Do anything.
But they hear.
You think you have the ability to homeschool your kids?
No.
If I don't have the pillow.
No.
Listen.
Answer the question.
No.
I am going to ask the question.
No, he doesn't.
And mind you, he wants 16.
What's 20 times
16? I don't either.
I could do it on paper.
No, do it now. What's 20 times 16?
I got a
phone. Good teacher, no.
I could teach my kids how to do it on paper for sure.
No, bro. You got to go hard, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the problem. A lot of people don't trust in their ability. We trust in these institutes more than our own ability. That's what it is. You don't trust in your own ability.
No.
You trust in the institute.
We're
to teach
talking
your kids.
About what has happened, though.
I mean,
we're talking.
For what it's worth, the answer is 320.
That's fire. Hey, did you see your kids in school, Dave?
Huh?
Did you see your kids in school?
Yeah.
Do your kids have a social security number?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you feel about that, though, Dave? So you know what the social security
here's the
concept
thing.
Came
there
from.
There are evils, and there are necessary evils. Like, I don't like paying taxes.
No,
but
I love
that's
paying
a
taxes.
Necessary evil.
I love paying taxes. Taxes fix my role. It's supposed to.
It's supposed to.
No, it don't.
Taxes are supposed to go to
it's a necessary evil.
It makes no sense. Like, you like.
They don't.
Taxes.
I said with it.
But you don't want to get married.
In theory, taxes are supposed. Mm-hmm. I like the theory of taxes.
He's hurting himself.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't. You
nobody.
Don't want to be
bro,
married.
Bro, he's saying a whole bunch of black and white stuff like, well, I'm black.
It's black and white. It's simple. This is what it's supposed to be. Y'all.
Hip. All right. Bro, this is recorded.
What?
It is. Tell me if I'm wrong. Somebody come talk to me.
Wouldn't be the first time we get hit with a subpoena.
Long as my name
we're going to need the recording of episode 4 of
The Raw Avenue. Yo, I will say this, though. Shout out to Trump for getting the HBCUs out of debt. You know what I'm saying?
He did it?
Yes, he did.
But Trump thought around
you,
to...
Hold on,
listen.
Did you even know the HBCUs was in debt, bro?
I didn't.
Everybody
I know.
Listen, I'm going to take this moment. This is Darwin talking, right? I'm sorry. I know that you don't like it. I know you don't like it. But I'm going to say the truth, bro. He got HBCUs out of debt, bro. He's talking about Hillary Clinton in these emails. How about all the listeners go look at these emails? How about that? You know what I'm saying?
Would you like to know what was in those emails?
I want Dave to tell me what's in those emails.
Because that's, again, security freak.
Come on, Dave.
She had 3 calendar appointments that were in those emails.
That's it?
That school. People lost their fucking minds over. Yeah, that's, yeah.
School,
I thought it was 500 emails.
Yeah. And of them, no, there were thousands of emails.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
The most damning thing they could find was 3 calendar appointments from her State Department calendar that shouldn't have been on her personal calendar. That's what they found.
Do you know if she's still on trial, Dave?
Oh, she's supposed to be testifying at some point here in a while. But it's why?
Hey, listen, come on.
Because here's the thing.
I'm here to ask.
Here's the
questions.
Thing. We're what? We are 3 years into the Benghazi investigation. Mm-hmm. There have been 6 hearings. There have been 0 convictions, 0 indictments, 0 anything.
Dave, let me ask you something.
We are 3 years into the Trump presidency. There have been 32 indictments. There have been 17 convictions. There have been 6 guilty pleas. There have been, but her emails.
Right.
Like, this is not a topic that we should get into, because this is where I puff a little bit.
Okay. So I want to know, so do you, are you a Democrat or are you a Republican?
No, I'm a liberal.
Yeah, that's
so
not important.
Explain that to me. Right?
I'm a Chris Rock politics guy. There is some shit like drugs and prostitution. I'm super liberal. Crime and punishment, I'm fairly conservative. Like, let prostitutes do their thing. Let's legalize weed and coke and everything else and tax it and regulate
it. Boost the economy.
You know, and I'm good with it.
Is Trump against that?
I wrote a report on that.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Have you not tracked it, dude? I say this as the middle-aged white guy in the room.
Right.
I do not understand how any person of color, black, Latino, anything, can support Trump. As racist and anti-African American as that man has been over the course of his whole life.
Whole life.
In the 80s. He got hit with class action lawsuits because he refused to rent to black people in his apartments. He took out a full page ad in the New York Times that the Central Park Five should have been sent to the chair. And then when it turned out they were innocent, that whole how they see us thing can't. Right. You know, doesn't matter. They still should have done time. He made that one boy retarded.
I'm going to keep it real with you, right? I'm not educated on the Central Park Five, right? That sounds familiar to me.
Mm-hmm. It was on Netflix.
Yeah, I don't like seeing people of my own color get murdered.
Oh, it's traumatizing.
Like that. Yeah,
it's,
yeah, no, yeah, it's, I, I'm not.
Well,
into
and,
that,
and it's
right?
not murdered, but just how they were treated by the police and how all that stuff went down.
The justice system.
A lot of friends of mine were like, "Dude, I couldn't get past the first episode."
It does something to my subconscious. But what I will say is that it's almost like picking the lesser of two evils, right? It's like. That's his opinion. Mm-hmm. Based on how society is, on how black people grow up, why would he rent to black people?
Whoa, my God.
What? So,
No. Explain.
Majority of us, right? Based on the circumstances of our living conditions, right? Most people drop out of school. And stuff like that. We have more people graduating college now. You know what I'm saying? It's a different time. It's 2020.
Shout out to the millennials and
Shout out to the millennials for sure. But I'm just saying, growing up, this is what I saw. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to learn how to handle your responsibilities when you don't have
if you don't see it.
Yeah, if you don't see it, bro.
I
have people that I know personally. Who I grew up with. I have a brother who grew up without a father. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like. But what you mean, bro? What
no,
do you
I'm
mean?
Talking about as far as when you rent this is this person credit score up to par? Yes, it is. Does this person?
Oh, don't even get me started on the
well,
whole credit
if we
score
have
bullshit.
All those like, that's, facts, that's if another.
If his credit score is right, and he make the right amount of income, then
where is
yes,
that at, though?
Yes, you do rent to
where
him.
Is that information?
No matter what you mean, they can find it.
Well, because
it could be the
but you're saying their credit score is right.
Well, but the whole thing is, you know, the whole credit score.
The fuck.
Thing is a system that none of us opt into.
Where is the information
that people just gather but we don't opt into it. I don't give them consent to collect my data.
Credit card.
Right. I don't give
whether,
them.
whether you get them consent or not. It's some validity to it. As far as whether does this person
how do
pay
you know
his
that?
Bills
actually,
on
there's
time?
Been there's
how
been a
that?
Number of studies that have said it's great for. It's great for predicting short-term blips, but not long-term stability or not long-term.
Right, because we can't – none of us can see in the future that far. So it's about – and whatever term that we agree for is this lease or
– But like
or
dumb shit.
Loan.
Like, dude, so like I paid off one of my cards and closed the account.
Right.
My credit score dropped.
because you closed the account. That's possible. But so if you have an account and then you but don't
so if
use
I'm
it,
not but if I so I should have
loopholes.
So I should have left that $30,000 in open credit out there.
No, you should have paid
as it a, as a as I mean, a just in case shit goes wrong. I can go on a bender and drop $30,000
facts.
And never pay it.
Right?
Like that, to me, that's a bigger risk.
So maybe not 30, but maybe you leave. I mean, I don't. I feel the same way as you. It's not right, but it's still ways you can manipulate it for you to
oh,
be the winner. Of
oh,
it.
It's a game.
So it's a game. So it's up. But I want to go on this tangent. The tangent is you talking about he shouldn't rent to black people because
me,
of whatever.
Let me just say
about.
This right. before other people go on their tangent. Right. I listen, bro. Republicans, Democrats, bro. I'm not really in favor of either party. Right. Let me just go ahead and say that. Right. But I just think that people.
It's all shenanigans.
It's all shenanigans, bro. And that is my position within this conversation.
That's why I love the meme that's floating around that has the it's got the,
so
the
guess
trash
what?
Hole and the
guess,
recycle hole.
Exactly.
And the person reaching through and show you they both go into the same trash bin.
Exactly. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I'm not an Obama lover and I'm not a Trump lover. I don't care about either.
Why
or,
are we
bro.
Talking about Obama? Obama's not in office. Let's talk about
because
who's in
that
office.
Is the because that is the exact opposite of that's what people put Trump against. That's
no,
the
I compare facts. I compare Trump to Trump.
Bro, you are a sadistic devil.
Honestly, I feel like Trump compares himself to Obama more than anybody else.
He
does.
Mentions Obama a lot, right? Yeah. But it's because
but
people
that was
hate
the previous
him,
one, but I compare
him,
Trump to himself.
And they love to say, "Hey, listen. If I could just only let's use Darwin's analytics, right? I'm 26 when I was when I was graduating high school and becoming a freshman in college. I was able to vote that year for Obama first term, right? A lot of my friends don't know his policies, bro. They don't know anything. They just know that he's a black man, and that's it.
Okay, so can you name some of the policies that were so bad to you?
What I'm saying
is... a lot of people don't realize that Obama built a huge chunk of a wall between us and Mexico. That's, you know, everybody blasts on, and I get it. Like, a lot of people bash on Trump for it, but Obama did it.
But he didn't do it as a
you don't know.
No.
But he did it.
But he did it, though.
Right.
See, hey, this is how people defend.
Well, no. So I get what he's saying is that, so some of it comes down to intent. It's not just what you do, it's why you do it.
Exactly.
Like, there's a difference between doing something in the interest of strengthening national security and doing something because you're giving speeches up in a podium calling people rapists and murderers and drug dealers.
But I feel like even though Trump said that, they had the same intent. You dig what I'm saying? It's like he wanted to stop people, make America great. We're going to stop the immigrants from coming in here. And he also said that if you had a green card, you were welcome. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but here's the thing. Like,
you know what it takes to get a green card? They make you remember,
oh, yeah.
remember all types
like,
of
stuff. If only the Native Americans would have had that policy. Because, dude, there's nobody here. There's nobody in this room. There's probably nobody in this building that's from here.
I don't
nobody.
Want to be from here. Take me back to where I came
Hold
from.
Hold on. See, Dave is talking some real stuff. I want Dave to expound.
So, I mean, dude, for every Karen that looks at a Latino and says, go back to where
for
you came from, that Latino can turn around. That Latino can turn around and go, well, why don't you go back to Europe?
So I want to, when we talk about Latinos, we got to understand that them and the Native Americans aren't that far apart. Only difference is that when Hernan Cortez, or when he came and conquered Central and South America, he made them speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
They're really Native Americans that mix with the Spaniards. That's why they speak Spanish.
I didn't know.
If you look at them in the face, they almost look like Native Americans. So then when you come to, I ain't gonna go that far, but still, they're Native Americans themselves. They just speak Spanish. That's the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
The Aztecs and the Mayans,
the
Chippewas, the Cherokees.
A lot of the languages are very similar. Very similar.
So when you talk, yeah, come on.
Dave, what's your religion?
None.
None.
I'm an escaped Catholic.
Have you heard of the words? Do you know who Nick Cannon is?
Oh God, yeah.
Did you hear about how he got in trouble?
Yep, he was espousing the beliefs of the Black Israelites.
What is your thoughts on that? Do you think he was wrong?
He's not wrong.
Dave is a member.
Hold on. Don't interrupt Dave no more.
No.
For the rest of this podcast, don't interrupt Dave no more.
No, I mean he's not wrong. I mean, you know, that's, you know, like the and that's one of the issues that I was brought up Catholic. And the reason I didn't get kicked out of Catholic school, but I was invited not to re-enroll for the following year.
Wow. Was that really waving the boys?
Because
oh, man,
because I kept asking too many questions. Like, dude, the Jesus that you see hanging on a wall in a Catholic church, Jesus was not a surfer dude. Like that, like blonde haired, blue eyed,
he wasn't
In fact, the only white people in the Bible were the Romans that killed people. Like that.
So you believe that?
Absolutely. Like and here's the thing. Like I don't necessarily ascribe to all of their beliefs, but
the black Israelites.
But I understand absolutely. But I understand what Nick Cannon was saying, and that yes, there is some validity to that. In fact, there's a great show on Hulu. If you get a chance to watch it,
plug.
It's called Hate Thy Neighbor.
Oh, wow. The dog with the beard?
And it is
that's on Vice.
It
is
phenomenal. It's a guy. It's a stand-up comic from London.
I'm watching it tonight.
Who goes? There's two seasons, so be careful.
KKK or type of shit.
He goes to
stand-up comics.
No, but he goes in and he hangs out with hate groups for a couple weeks.
Wow.
So he hangs out with the KKK. He hangs out with Nazis. He hangs out with the Black Israelites. He hangs out with all these people, and like gets to understand and has like real conversations with them about like, where is this coming from and why? And sometimes he winds to turn people a little bit, and sometimes he just walks away and flips the bird as he walks away.
What conclusion does he come to at the end of this?
That there's a lot of hate in this world, and a lot of it stems from religion.
So based on what you believe, it's like, did he look at the Black Israelites as a hate group?
I mean, they kind of are. Okay. Like if you because like so I'm one of those people that like I don't believe in cherry picking. Like if you are going like if you say I'm a Christian,
right,
then you better be all in. Like if you're going to say, oh, you're going to hell because you're gay. Oh, but you've got three tattoos.
It
says that's a sin.
I agree.
You work on Sundays.
I agree.
That's a sin. You know, so don't, you know, if you're in, you're in.
I agree.
You know, and so like, so the Black Israelites are all about basically the slaughter of all white people. Like if you listen to their like whole shtick,
right,
they want all the white people in America dead and to just take over this country and to do their thing.
I don't think that's true because
I'm a
little familiar with them and I don't want to accommodate.
That's not true. I have a friend who pretty much said that, bro.
How far is your friend in the organization? Is he one of the leaders or is he just a member?
He reads the book and he follows the laws.
So what book? He read the same book you read. They only read the Old Testament of the Bible.
That's supposed to only be.
But that's no. The, like Hebrews and the traditional Jews only read the Old.
That's what the problem lies.
It's not a problem, but so we're talking about Jews.
You only get the fire and brimstone. You don't get the happy
right,
buddy
Jesus.
Right, but
that's Jesus. How, when you're talking about traditional Judaism, is the
well,
the first.
That's why
we talking about. Well, tell that to the same. The,
he's
the, tell
about
that
the
to
black
the
Israelites.
But tell that no, to the I'm tell that to the traditional
where,
Jews. Go to Oak Park. Go to Oak Park and tell them the same thing.
People like to nitpick. You know what I'm saying? Their side
Christians
of the Bible,
are like a different. I don't know.
What I believe, you know, I'm apostolic. You just read. You know what I'm saying? You read the whole thing. And you go by the word. It's as simple as that. You don't just nitpick and
I want to say,
and I'm gonna just, you know what I'm saying, go off based off that is one thing, and then just, you know, no, it's not like that. That's
what I'm drunk.
The we know, but okay. It was a good talk, man. I was, you know what I'm saying, we had a good talk today. Even though,
is that the end?
Yeah, we gotta wrap this up.
Oh, what
so,
time?
A little after 10:30.
Okay.
Yeah, but
oh, that's fair.
You know, you know, we was able to talk about a lot of things. I got some other things to talk about. Hopefully next week or maybe in a couple weeks. Trying to get this one guest on here that's going to be excited for everybody.
I can't wait to come,
especially
back.
For you.
Dave, can we bring strippers and like all type of wild shit up here? No, we need it. We need to like this.
You need to like what?
It's a world, my baby.
I think we can bring the person, but they can't do the act.
Oh yeah, we've had strippers in here, just not actively
dancing.
Stripping.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, dude, I've had.
That's what he.
Oh, we've had all kinds of.
You know, do y'all watch Soft White Underbelly? YouTube, watch it. Fire. You know
he's
what I'm talking about?
He's a devil.
You know what I'm talking about? That is crazy. I watch that shit every day.
Well, you guys go ahead and watch that if you want to. But yeah, this has been the fourth episode of the Raw Avenue Podcast.
Fuck Josh.
Darwin, man, appreciate you coming through. You
man, it's all love,
knowledge.
All peace and positivity.
Justin,
thank you, Dave.
Dave
came with a different perspective.
Norris.
I want to thank Dave for offering his insight and his wisdom today. You know what I'm saying? Because
this is one of the reasons why I love sitting out on shows.
Yeah, it's beautiful, bro. We appreciate your presence. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
If anybody's listening here still, you guys go ahead. And if you guys want to do podcasting, go to, you know, of course, this page right here, podcastdetroit.com. And, you know what I'm saying? You can get started. Dave's a great guy. He'll help you through the steps. And, it, you know, you'll start right away, you know.
Free Kanye West.
Great.
Make sure his kids' grandma don't let his kids pose for Playboy.
We're going into a different conversation.
No, I'm just saying. That's what Kris Jenner be on.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
She want to make all her kids pose for Playboy.
We can talk about that next week. All right, but I appreciate you, everybody who came in, tuned in. Like I said, it's been the Raw Avenue Podcast, and we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Peace out. Peace and love.
All right.